channels for rain around the...
They're referred to as eave troughs a lot. That's on the eave of the house. Or a lot of people refer to them as the gutting of the house. Mm-hmm. Those are the two common expressions. I don't know what else would be used, but those are expressions that I've always heard.
Guttering is an old word.
It's an old word, yeah.
And eave?
Eave trough. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a later one.
Well, now, the one thing that's so valuable about talking with you, when we talk about something being current all your life, that really is means it's been current for a good part of the life of the people of Indiana. You know that?
That's right. Yeah, you're right on that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, more than once in your life.
Yeah. Your life spans half the life of the state of Indiana.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And your memory of
1860
would be 70 years and more.
Yeah.
To be good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, now, what about a building outside, back of the house, for wood or tools or something like that?
Well, you refer to it as a tool shed or a wood shed a lot of times. A lot of people who were in the carpenter business would probably refer to it as his carpenter shop, too.
Is that so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I had an uncle who was a carpenter, and he had quite a... he had a building as big as these two rooms on the back of where he lived, and he always referred to it as his carpenter shop.
I suppose some people would simply call it a shed.
Yeah, a lot of people would just call it a shed.
And of course there is the smokehouse that people use that.
Yeah, that's right, the smokehouse.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the comfort station out back there. What were the names for it?
Well, outhouse is quite often used, and then the word privy, which is, I mean, I believe, private.
Yes.
The definition for privy is private. That was referred to, and of course, the real slang expression, I wouldn't want to repeat that.
But you'd say, I wouldn't want to repeat it, but I have nevertheless
heard it several times. Yeah.
Let's see here. Say somebody would say, "Well, I don't believe that he knows anything about that particular thing," but you insist on it. You say, "Well, I know he
does know about it."
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody is indifferent about himself or his yard or anything else, as well, the fact of the matter is he just
don't care, you mean? Or he's careless?
Yeah.
Don't care how things look at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if something's been on your mind, you might say, "Well, I've
been thinking of this quite a lot."
Now, you spoke of the places you've lived, and say, "Well, now in my lifetime I've lived in..." How many? You've lived in two
different homes.
And two different homes, and you'd say, "Well, I've lived in two..." Homes is a word for it. Another word would be...
houses? You want to say, "I've lived in two different
places."
Houses? Or places, yeah.
Let's see.
You might say, "I've lived in two different locations." So you might use that.
Uh-huh.